What did you say before, Brigida, about you have an atrocious vocabulary? You said to Leroy before.
Yes.
Well, don't get atrocious yourself.
It's my turn.
I asked Brigida to hold her question before because we're in the middle of the discussion with David.
Let's go.
All right. Brigida?
Yes.
What was your question?
My question was, I already asked you.
About what?
About who am I going to tutor?
Oh, that was the question. Now, we have a real problem because we have two tutors who are unemployed. We have Brigida and Larry. And one of the problems is that at this time, we really haven't gotten many younger children in. And you remember I explained to you that it's very difficult for a youngster to accept help from someone who's the same age. It makes him feel very bad. So we have to wait for somebody who's younger. Now, the few younger children we have either already have tutors, or this little boy who has just come doesn't need any help from anybody. I don't even think from the teachers. He happens to be one of these kids. So right now we just don't have anyone. Now, this doesn't mean we won't during the summer.
Yeah, but see, I'll be going to summer school in the summer.
Where? Here?
To Hawthorne.
Oh, you'll be going to Hawthorne during the summer. All right, Brigida, I will...
Oh, maybe...
I'm not forgetting you. Not at all. And as soon as we have somebody, we certainly will. Okay.
Well,
all right, can we go ahead? Loretta.
Yes. Yes.
Let's hear about the work you're doing. Did you bring your envelope?
Yes.
Yes.
He finished all the alphabets, but what I'm...
Peter?
But what I'm going to make him do is, he has about, let me see, alphabet book.
Excuse me, Mrs. Crane, I was going to suggest that one of the boys give you their seat.
Hey, you can have my seat. That's not going, though.
What?
There's nothing on there.
Oh, you wanted to hear. You don't want to hear it live.
But I have to go.
This is on the
TV.
Okay. Thanks for coming in, Mrs. Crane.
And I gave him a star on
That's nice. Where'd you get the star?
Ms. Caulfield gave them to me.
You know, you can buy a little box of those for 10 cents in the candy store. And they're pretty.
I used to get that in my second grade.
Very good. So Peter has written
all the alphabets, but now what I'm going to make him do, since he printed them, I'm going to make him go from A to Z in cursive.
Very good.
You know,
very
in the back. And I was doing some numbers with him because he has trouble writing his numbers.
Uh-huh.
You know, like 8 and the 5. Gets the 5s all different funny ways and everything.
Are they all different funny ways, or does he make the same mistake? I mean, like, are all the letters backwards?
Or
all
the
letters
upside down?
Or the numbers? He doesn't have trouble with the letters at all.
No.
That's very good, because he did.
And he knows, he's familiar with words like come and see and run and jump, things like that. But I was reading with him with Ted and Sally, because Miss Tobin gave me that book.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also up to number 9 in working with numbers. And we're still working and we learn to read. I haven't worked in that blue book with him yet. Not until he could understand some of the other...
All right. You have enough to keep him... How long can Peter work?
Today we worked for an hour.
A whole hour?
From 10 to 11.
How long did he work when you began with him?
About 45, about half an hour.
That much? I thought it was less than that.
No, because when he started with Jennifer, he was working a half an hour. And...
A half an hour,
uh-huh.
And now he's up to an hour. So he's making progress.
See, he likes it.
Larry, you're... Brigida's rating everybody. Who likes who? Larry, you're in classroom with Peter. We see in the tutoring, when Peter is alone with a tutor, he seems to be improving and be able to sit still and work longer. Do you see this in the classroom?
No. Oh, could I say something?
No.
No? Wait, I want to hear Larry's answer. What?
No.
How is
it? Well, once in a while, like Spencer, he sits by him. And Spencer, he's his bodyguard and work with him. And then he can control his sitting down.
But sometimes he gets up and walk around.
You mean when somebody's close to him?
Like
one person, he can sit.
Like Bishop, I noticed that too, because when I go into the classroom, you know, and to get him, I just stand there. He don't know that I'm there, you know, sometimes until I say, Pete, it's your time. But sometimes when I go in to get him, he's, you know, like, if nobody's sitting with him, he's running around in circles and running to the front of the room and to the back of the room and bothering everybody else. But if he has someone sitting with him and talking to him and telling him what to do and how to do it, then he's all right, you know.
Sometimes Bishop bothers him and he gets a temper.
What do you think Peter needs then, besides teaching? What else does Peter seem to need a lot of?
Self-control.
Self-control. But what does he want?
Attention.
Attention. I think this is very important. Peter wants a lot of attention, right? I think we all like attention, every human being. But some people seem to need more.
That's why they have fights.
So that, Loretta, what you're giving him is not just reading skills, but you're giving him attention and making him feel important. And this is very, very valuable to him.
Oh, yes, I think that's...
All right, Leroy, let's hear what you're doing.
Yeah, let's see what you're doing.
Yeah, Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy.
Come on, Leroy, hurry up.
Hurry up.
Stop laughing and talk.
Say. He paces the stars.
Come on, you started.
Come on,
you started
now.
In a new series. You moved...
Marsha
up to a new level now, right?
Yep. Marsha is smart.
To the D.
Marsha is smart.
Is she able to do that?
Yep.
Is she able to...